You're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM, and now it's time for our new children's show. It's the Yummy Mummy School Run.
It's the Yummy Mummy School Run. It's lots and lots and lots of fun.
Turn on the radio, everyone. It's the Yummy Mummy School Run.
Eat your tea, fill your tum. Please be nice to your dear mum. School is over, don't be glum. It's the Yummy Mummy School Run.
Hello to you all, and welcome to the Yummy Mummy School Run, a programme for children of all ages, and maybe some adults too, if they promise to behave themselves. Welcome aboard the show. And I do mean welcome aboard, because this week we're broadcasting live from the good ship Radio Coral Line, a very historic and famous pirate radio station based on board an old fishing trawler. As you join us, we've just cast off from the Resonance FM moorings at London Bridge and are now floating eastwards along the River Thames. It's a beautiful sunny day, just perfect for a trip on the river. And that's not all, listeners, for we're also going to be delighting your ears today with a brand new feature, Yummy Mummy Story Run, a good old-fashioned cautionary tale with a strong moral message. All that coming up later, but for now we invite you to sit back and take in some of the typical sounds that can be found on our journey along the river. Here are some seagulls flying in from the coast to bid us good day. And that sounds rather like some friendly ducks have arrived on the scene. And now we appear to have been joined by some horses in the middle of a river? That seems rather odd. Perhaps they're seahorses. And doesn't that sound like an ice cream van? And now a flying airliner? I wonder what sort of spontaneous and unscripted event might occur next. Good heavens, what is occurring on the river today? Who or what could be responsible for this cavalcade of curious noises?
Ah, Yummy Mummy! How are you today? Enjoying our little voyage? Feeling healthy and jolly? I do hope not.
Why, it's Evil Station Manager Mr. Thomas Weaver-Baxter. I didn't realise you were on board. Have you come to enjoy the show?
I certainly don't expect to enjoy it, Yummy Mummy. I fully anticipate the usual tidal wave of unutterable filth. My position is strictly supervisory. But I must say, you look a little flustered.
It's all these sudden, curious noises we've just been experiencing, Mr. Weaver-Baxter. All these unexpected surprises do rather take their toll on one's nerves.
Undoubtedly they do, Yummy Mummy. Do you know what I think you could do with right now to cool you down? A nice, refreshing glass of Popsy.
Of what?
Popsy Cola, of course. The brand new carbonated beverage. The freshly crowned prince of all soft drinks. Yes, Popsy, with its ice-cold, zingy, tangy burst of great-tasting real sugar, is the perfect pick-me-up after any kind of upset or tragedy. Actually, it's making me thirsty just to think of it. Mind if I have a... Ah, yes. Absolute nectar. Care for a snifter?
No, thank you. You're acting rather strangely today, Mr. Weaver-Baxter. Is something wrong?
Wrong? There's nothing wrong, Yummy Mummy. I'm just taking a moment out to enjoy the ice-cold, zangy, bursty sensation of Popsy. The delightful new choice for the no generation. And let me tell you, I'm feeling more refreshed and dynamic with every lip-smacking draught of this delightful sparkling...
I thought we weren't supposed to bring Coke into the station for fear of spilling it on the equipment.
We're not even in the studio today, you feather-brained oaf. Besides, I can assure you the crisp flavour of Popsy Cola will always be welcome here on Resonance FM, thanks to a lucrative sponsorship deal that I've just signed with that delightful corporation.
Sponsorship deal?
Yes, indeed. In fact, drinking Popsy Cola in the studio will soon be mandatory, so you better start quaffing.
Kids, are your taste buds bored of the same old sugary drinks day in and day out? Well, hold on to your hollyhocks, because here comes Colarmageddon! We blindfolded several members of the public, took them to an underground car park, and forced them to put several different popular brands of cola to the taste test. And do you know which of those beverages caused them to protest the least? That's right, Popsy Cola. It's a party in your mouth that no one will ever leave, ever. Resonance FM is brought to you by the great taste of Popsy Cola. Drink it at once. Popsy Cola, you have no choice.
If I could return to our previous subject for a moment, Mr. Weaver Baxter, I was telling you about the strange sounds that we were being plagued with just a moment ago. Could you possibly help us clear up the mystery?
But of course I can, Yummy Mummy. The answer to your query lies beneath this enormous blanket. All those strange interruptions were caused by my latest and greatest invention. Allow me to present to you the Resonator.
The what, Onator?
Resonance FM's new sound-generating machine. Isn't it impressive? 8 foot tall, 4 feet wide, and able to create any sound effect imaginable at the drop of a hat. And I'll wager you a few that are completely unimaginable too. It will be instrumental in helping us add some much-needed atmosphere, authenticity, and dare I even hope to suppose, a little professionalism in this station's output.
So that would explain the cavalcade of curious noises we've just heard?
Quite so, Yummy Mummy. I thought it would be a wizard wheeze to surprise and confuse you by programming the machine to make a few sounds not normally associated with our lovely location here by the river. Hurricanes, ice cream vans, horses, ducks.
But surely ducks are a common enough feature in British waterways.
But it's not just hilarious waterfowl-related sound effects that this machine conjures up. Watch what happens when I set it to studio audience mode. I say. Did you hear the one about the farmer who harvested a bumper crop of apples and used the aforementioned fruit to produce his own range of highly successful homemade farmhouse organic kitchen baking goods? He's made a big turnover. Thank you. Thank you, yes. You see, my genius is boundless. And in just a few moments, I shall be setting it to storytelling mode, where it will proceed to relate today's narrative to that silly, childish audience of yours, at the same time magically inserting all the required sound effects at the correct moments.
You mean you've programmed it to narrate the Yummy Mummy Story Run feature as well? What a remarkable device. But however did you manage to scrape the money together to fund the development of such hardware? It must have cost you a fortune.
Well, let's just say a certain well-known corporation gave me a very generous donation.
All right.
A certain well-known corporation gave me a very generous donation.
That last sentence was brought to you by the great taste of new Diet Popsy. Don't fight the feeling, you'll never get away.
And all they've asked for in return was for us to do a spot of promotion for them by taking that 100-foot-high statue over there and towing it down the River Thames.
Oh, I see. So when are you planning to... Oh, good heavens. I hadn't noticed we were towing something. What on earth is it? It looks like nothing so much as a gigantic beverage container.
That's right, Yummy Mummy. Although how you could have taken so long to spot the 100-foot-high simulacra of a can of Popsy Cola trailing in our wake, I really can't imagine. Anyway, all we have to do to get that generous donation is to tow this giant can down the river for the next 15 uneventful minutes. Impressive statue, isn't it?
Impressive? It's a towering monstrosity. It's blocking out the sun.
It's the greatest promotional exercise ever known. And what better way to go about it than using this historic vessel as a tugboat and broadcasting the whole momentous occasion? If radio history isn't in the making, I'll make you eat my hat.
Is that giant beverage really seaworthy? How on earth will we get it under London's many bridges?
Whoopsie-daisy, that reminds me. I was supposed to ring up Tower Bridge and remind them that we're coming.
Hello, Tower Bridge.
Hello? Yeah. Is that Tower Bridge?
Yeah.
Yes, it's Thomas Weaver Baxter aboard the good ship Radio Coraline here.
Huh?
I'm coming.
You're coming.
There, that should take care of it.
As you can hear, listeners, we're now approaching Tower Bridge, the world-famous combined bascule and suspension bridge, with its central span that can be raised to an angle of 86 degrees to accommodate large ships passing underneath it. Built in 1886, the crowning achievement of its creators, the engineer, Sir John Wolfe-Berry, and the architect, Sir Horace Jones. And now, an historic monument to British engineering. How exciting for you all to get a chance to see it in operation.
Even if we are on the radio.
I'm sure the dramatic effect will not be lost. So, while we await the raising of the bascules, why don't you tell us a little more about this resonator machine? You say it's possible to create all kinds of strange and unusual sound effects by just dropping a hat?
Or this remote control interface box you can use if you don't have a hat available. Perhaps a demonstration is in order. Listen in wonder as I program the resonator to create some of the strangest sound effects ever heard on British radio. Right, what should we start with? Perhaps the sound of a kitten on fire. A drowning orchestra? Or perhaps the sound of an 8-year-old girl having her pigtails pulled by an industrial crane. The sound of a tree falling in the woods when no one is around to hear it. The sound of one hand clapping. A zebra crossing. The sound of the dratted thing blowing a gasket.
Was it meant to do that?
Of course it wasn't meant to do that, you dunderpuss. I think that perhaps I might have overloaded the machine with too many obscure commands. Maybe some further adjustment is required. But at least in the meantime, one sound effect we don't need to synthesize artificially is the sound of a thirst being quenched. And do you know why?
Because you're drinking cola.
It's Popsy Cola, you buffoon. Don't mess this up for me. That's right, Yummy Mummy. When there's a good stock of Popsy at hand, you'll never need to apply thirst aid ever again. Oh! Ow! Kazooks! What was that? A sound effect? No, it can't have been. Unless...
If you'd care to take a glance behind us, Mr. Weaver Baxter, I think it might have been the sound of our giant statue of a beverage can crashing straight into Tower Bridge.
What the... Oh, my. It's made something of a mess, hasn't it? But I just phoned those idiots and told them to raise the bascules. I gave them 24 seconds notice, just like they asked for.
I thought it was 24 hours notice you were supposed to give them. Tower Bridge isn't a World Heritage Site, is it?
Well, not anymore, it isn't, that's for sure. We'd better sail away quickly before anyone notices. Full steaming ahead! I think that's right, isn't it?
This part of the program is sponsored by the smooth taste of Popsy Cola. Drink Popsy or suffer the consequences.
You're listening to the Yummy Mummy School Run, where today we're sailing down the River Thames aboard the good ship Radio Coral Line. In just a moment, we'll be using Mr. Weaver Baxter's latest invention, the resonator, to present today's story. A cautionary fable concerning the fun subject of behaving yourself and obeying all the rules. We're just waiting for him to finish making some adjustments after he accidentally overloaded it a few moments ago. How are the repairs coming along, Mr. Weaver Baxter?
Oh, just greasing up the works, tightening a few screws, you know how it is. Pass me that bag of spanners, will you?
Of course. I'll just have to step over this coil of rope.
Gosh, this is thirsty work. But there's always the prospect of a restorative draught of... What's where you're treading, you clumsy goon?
Oh dear, I tripped.
You clumsy numbskull, Yummy Mummy! You've just thrown an entire bag of spanners in the works!
Goodness, I am sorry, Mr. Weaver Baxter.
Heaven only knows what kind of detrimental effect a bag of spanners will have on the resonator's workings. I've a good mind to slap you, you silly goose!
Did that sound just come from the machine?
I rather think it did. But how can this be? I didn't drop the hat.
It must be creating the sounds all by itself, but how?
Well, At least it seems to be working again. Curiously, the machine now seems to be working slightly too well.
Oh dear, that didn't sound right at all. I hope it won't affect the telling of today's story.
Au contraire, Yummy Mummy. A few random sound effects certainly improve the opening of this silly program today. A few more right now might even make it bearable.
Well, I suppose we'll just have to make the best of it. And now, children, for your listening pleasure, the Yummy Mummy School Run is proud to present today's story. We know that as youngsters you find it endlessly frustrating being constantly told by grown-ups what to do and how to behave. But, as you'll soon realize after listening to the following tale, there is really nothing more exciting than obeying the rules. Press the button, Mr. Weaver Baxter.
Wilco!
Once upon a time, there was a shepherd boy whose job it was to sit high up on the hillside all day, tend to his flock of sheep. The shepherd boy, who lived many hundreds of years ago before the invention of girls or the internet, would easily become bored just sitting alone on the hillside watching the sheep all day. And so to amuse himself one morning, he decided to play a juvenile prank on the unsuspecting men down in the village. He took a great breath and shouted,
"Tortoise! Tortoise! A wild tortoise is chasing the sheep! Help!"
On hearing this frightening news, the villagers walked briskly up the hill to help the boy drive the slow-moving but highly dangerous reptile away. But when they arrived at the top of the hill, they were shocked to discover a distinct lack of tortoise. The boy laughed at the sight of their stupid village faces.
"Don't cry tortoise, shepherd boy,"
said the villagers.
"When there's no tortoise, it makes no sense at all and frightens and angers us."
They went grumbling back down the hill. Not long after this highly amusing episode, the boy became bored again and decided to once more indulge in japery.
"Tortoise! Tortoise!"
he shouted.
"The tortoise is chasing the sheep! I really mean it this time!"
To his naughty delight, he watched the villagers once again walk briskly up the hill to help him fight off the supposed monstrous predator. But when his kinsfolk once again arrived at the top of the hill and could find no trace of shiny carapace anywhere, they sternly reprimanded him by saying,
"You stupid boy! Why are you bringing us all the way up the hill like this when there is no tortoise anywhere to be seen? What is the matter with you? Don't cry tortoise when there is no tortoise!"
But the boy just laughed all the harder and watched them go grumbling down the hill once more. Not long after this hilarious escapade, the shepherd's boy's blood turned to ice as he saw in front of him the nightmare spectacle of a real tortoise approaching him and the flock. Filled with the deepest horror, the shepherd boy leapt to his feet, filled his terrified lungs with fresh mountain air, and screamed as loudly as he possibly could,
"Tortoise! Tortoise! 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 Tortoise!"
But the villagers thought he was just trying to fool them again, and so they didn't come to his rescue, refusing to budge from their homes and places of business to come to his aid. Regardless of how desperately he pleaded, and no matter how long his tortured and blood-curdling screams thundered round the valley, for several hours as it happened, when the shepherd's boy's screams had finally diminished to a hoarse whimper, the tortoise finally spoke.
"Hey, calm down, shepherd boy,"
it said.
"There's no need to get all distraught. All I want is some help."
At these words, the tortoise reached into his shell and pulled out a pair of scissors. It then snipped off one of the shepherd's boy's long sideburns and attached the whiskers to its own scaly, hairless head. Immediately, the tortoise felt younger and more dynamic and gained several admiring glances from the flock. The tortoise then proceeded to give itself a daring side parting. The shepherd boy commented on how natural it looked.
"Ooh, it looked very natural."
"Thank you, shepherd boy,"
said the tortoise,
"for my beautiful new bonnet. From this day on, tortoises and shepherd folk will live together in harmony, and the story of what we have done here today shall echo down the ages. But now, fare thee well. I am on the hunt for moose."
And so, filled with a new sense of youthful vitality, the tortoise waddled slowly away to enjoy a more active lifestyle. And thus ends the story of the tortoise.
And the hare. And the hare. And the hare.
Well, we do hope you enjoyed that slightly confusing story and took heed of the moral, which, according to my notes, is that a fool and his tortoise are soon parted. We're still punting down the River Thames on the good ship Radio Coral Line. And, Mr. Weaver Baxter, the story has finished now. Could you possibly switch the sound effects off?
What does it look like I'm trying to do, you blithering buffoon? The off button seems to have stuck. The machine's going berserk. It's completely out of control. Those spanners you decided to throw at it must have totally scrambled the circuits. It's throwing out some random sounds in an appallingly willy-nilly fashion.
Is there nothing we can do to stop it? Perhaps my throwing another spanner might help.
Oh no, you've done quite enough damage for one day. Besides, it doesn't look as if any further intervention is going to be necessary. It's pouring with smoke, shaking wildly from side to side, and... Oh, watch out! There's little pieces flying everywhere! Oh, that one just hit me on the knee!
Oh, I say, what was that that just flew off?
Drat! It would appear that that was the part of the machine that stops it from exploding!
Good heavens, the part of the machine that stops it from exploding? So what does that mean?
Simple logic, you moron! If the parts of a machine that stops it from exploding are blown away, what do you wager the result might be? An explosion, perchance?
Oh dear, what a calamity! We'd better get out of here quickly.
Actually, perhaps you would like to go a little bit nearer. There's no reason why we should both have to survive. Oh, good grief. The resonator has exploded spectacularly into tiny pieces. There's nothing left but a few smoking ruins. My greatest triumph destroyed. Hundreds of pounds of equipment, almost an hour of research, all lost forever thanks to some foolish act of spanner vandalism. Oh, you'll pay for this once I get you back to the studio, Yummy Mummy. Yummy Mummy? Where is he? Oh no, it can't be. Dare I even hope that the exploding machine blew Yummy Mummy up as well? Well, in that case, one silly sound effects contraption seems a perfectly acceptable sacrifice. Oh joy! Oh, rapture! Oh!
Here I am, Mr. Weaver Baxter.
Oh, pudding.
I was merely blown downstairs into the hold of the ship by the force of the explosion. I'm quite all right except for a few bruises.
It'll be a few more bruises in just a moment, Yummy Mummy.
Actually, while I was being blown downstairs, I noticed something rather interesting. I found that when the machine exploded, it happened to blast a hole in the side of our ship. A hole through which water was pouring rather rapidly.
Good grief! You mean we're sinking?
Well, it's a most curious coincidence. The hole just happened to be exactly the size and shape of a can of Popsy Cola.
Hurrah! Good heavens! Is there anything that delightful beverage isn't good for? We're saved!
Actually, there's more. Unfortunately, despite a thorough search of the hold, I couldn't actually find any more cans of Popsy Cola with which to plug the gap.
What? But there were at least a few cans left down there, surely. Where's it all gone?
I rather think I must take responsibility for that. What with your continually referring to how delightful Popsy Cola is, I thought I'd try a few cans for myself.
You buffoon, Yummy Mummy! What on earth are we going to plug the hole with now? We'll sink! Quick, help me find something!
I have to say, it tastes awful.
Yummy Mummy, what are you saying?
It was like drinking a fish tank.
Yummy Mummy, stop saying these things! You're going to get us into...
I've had better tasting pond water.
Yummy Mummy, stop this at
so
once!
So I poured them all over the side and disposed of the cans responsibly in Radio Coral Line's recycling bin.
He doesn't mean it, listeners. Really, he loves the stuff. Can't get enough... Good grief. We really are sinking. What's this floating past me?
I think that was Radio Coral Line's recycling bin.
Oh, confound and blast everything! Well, at least nothing else can possibly go wrong.
Sorry, Mr. Weaver Baxter. What did you just say?
I said, well, at least nothing else can possibly go wrong.
Can't it?
I hardly think so, Yummy Mummy. Radio Coraline is sinking and we don't seem to have any life blazers aboard. Carp are currently frolicking around my ankles. Nothing could surely... What's that? Another sound effect?
Actually, no. I think that might be the sound of the river police arriving.
The river police? I wonder what they want.
At a guess, I'd say they're intending to first rescue us from this sinking vessel and then arrest you for your wanton destruction of a world-famous historical landmark.
You mean a sort of arrest queue? Good grief, Yummy Mummy. Surely now at least you will agree with me that nothing else could possibly add to the gravity of the situation we find ourselves in. Hello? Ginny, baby, lovely to hear from you as ever. Well, bit tied up, actually. Oh, you are listening. Oh, how nice to have you. What? The sponsorship deal is off? Sales of Popsy Cola have plummeted by what percent since the beginning of this program? Is that even a real number? What slanderous comments? No, but he loves the taste of fish tanks. Can't get enough of them. But surely we can... Oh, she's hung up. Wait till I get my hands on you, Yummy Mummy. Your tomfoolery has just lost us an enormous boat, a very expensive piece of hardware, not to mention a highly lucrative sponsorship deal. Curse you, Yummy Mummy! Curse! What are you doing with that umbrella?
Well, what with the boat sinking and all, Mr. Weaver Baxter, I was hoping it might help to keep us dry until the authorities arrive.
Curse you, Yummy Mummy! Curse you!
Yummy Mummy School Run. It's lots and lots and lots of fun. Turn on the radio, everyone. It's the Yummy Mummy School Run. Eat your tea, fill your tum. Please be nice to your dear mum. School is over, don't be glum. It's the Yummy Mummy School Run.
Yummy Mummy School Run was written and produced by Robin Warren and featured the vocal talents of Tim Hamilton, Nick Jones, Katie Bilboa, Joe Pitts, Ruth Drench, Katie Harris and Maisie Hitchcock. Our special guest star this week was Johnny Trunk. Music was by Stephen, Rebecca and Benjamin Fall. Yummy Mummy School Run is an I Don't Get It production for Resonance FM.
It's the Yummy Mummy School Run. It's lots and